Shout aloud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and raise our hands to the Lord. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns.
We give glory to the Lord.
He reigns.
He reigns. He reigns. He reigns.
We give glory to the Lord.
He reigns.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord, He reigns.
Adoration.
Adoration to the Lord, He reigns. Adoration to the Lord, He reigns.
Adoration.
He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. Oh, adoration to the Lord, He reigns.
We give glory.
We give glory to the Lord, He reigns.
Hallelujah.
We give glory to the Lord, He reigns.
Hallelujah.
He reigns, He reigns, He reigns.
Hallelujah.
We give glory to the Lord, He reigns.
Happy Ogo Oluwa Onjomba.
Shout his love and cry, Jesus.
made impossibility possible. You made impossibility. You over Jireh. You over Nishi. You over Shammai. You over Rohi. You over Nishi. You over Shammai. Yes, 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 yes. I mean, to Calvary. Adding my eyes in the blood of the Lamb. Adding the blood of Jesus. My life has been saved. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made, oh Lord. 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 Jesus, Jesus, he wanna know me. I say, yes, that is time me see. Jesus, oh, he wanna know me. I said, just let me tell you this. Onishara, Onishaya, Onishara, the Lord wa. Oh yes, 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 yes. Onishara, Onishaya, Onishara, the Lord wa. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Jesus.
Oh, where they are, King Apo, who can be wetter? Oh, where they are, King Apo, who can be wetter? I will remember. Who for higher? Who for I am? The God that answered by fire. Father, we thank you for another meeting before you. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you have done. And we thank you for what you shall do. We thank you for those silent miracles, that the manifestation will shock the enemy. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, lay your hands upon us. Every liquid brought here, let it carry the power of the God of Elijah. Let your power be mobilized to help us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Our mysterious fight. Our mysterious fight. Tonight is a special night. A night of 21 acts prayers. It will be a tragedy to keep quiet when we start. It will be a tragedy not to connect to these prayers. Then to cap those prayers, we're going to pray on the manna water, which you must drink here. No take home. Praise the Lord. We were thinking that the manna water program will end today, but the Lord said no, one more. So I don't know for whose person the Lord has extended it, but we have to obey the instruction. So the final session is coming up next Wednesday. You must come fasting, and you break your fast with whatever water we pray on here. Our mysterious fight. First of all, let's lay a small foundation, because part of what we are doing here is fighting water against water. The water of God is quenching the water of the enemy. In Exodus 23:25, you will see why we are fighting with water here now. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy what? And thy water. And then when he blesses the bread and the water, something follows again. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There is somebody here tonight. The water you will drink will take sickness away from your life. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. That is part of our fight. Our mysterious fight. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians 6:12. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So there is a fight on, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Keep that at the back of your mind. For we wrestle. The word wrestle there is a very powerful word. When it's taken from the original language, it means palay, which in a wide sense represents the most aggressive of all the combatant acts. That word wrestle there that Paul used means intensive struggling. It means hand-to-hand fighting. It means extreme violence in a fight. It means hazardous and deadly fighting. It means brutal and barbaric fighting. It means a fight without any rule, no referee. A fight without round one, round two, round three. It's not like boxing. Boxing, you are not allowed to hit anybody below the belt. No room. They can hit you from anywhere. That is the word that Paul uses to
describe the warfare you and I are facing. This fight goes on until one of the two surrenders or it dies in the ring. This fight is like fighting a gorilla. They say you don't stop fighting a gorilla when you are tired. You stop fighting the gorilla when gorilla is tired. You must keep fighting until the gorilla is tired. You don't stop fighting and say, I'm tired. The word that Paul uses here is a word used for fighting or perishing. It was a thoroughly violent sport in those days. You can smash your forehead on the nose of the enemy and squash the nose, it is allowed. You can throw up the enemy in the air and break his backbone, it's allowed. It is allowed to strangulate your opinion, your opponent. It is allowed to choke the opponent. It is allowed to break his bones. It is allowed to kick the opponent. You don't kick during boxing, you use your hands. Beloved, it is this expression that Paul uses to describe our conflict with the unseen demonic forces marshaled against us. It's an intensive conflict. The enemy is knowledgeable and obstinate. The enemy is unfair. No wonder that white man wrote at him, Christians, seek not yet repose. Say, hear your guardian angel say, thou art in the midst of fools. So watch and pray. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 9, this is where we're going to pick some facts tonight about our mysterious fight. After picking up a few facts, then our prayer shall start. I see somebody here tonight. Your enemy shall regret your coming here. Let your amen be loud and clear. Revelation chapter 12, from verse 7. There we pick a few lessons, a few facts about our mysterious fight. Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Where was war? Heaven. So war started in heaven. Fighting started in heaven. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And verse 9. And the great dragon. The Bible has now added the word great to that dragon. Great dragon was cast out. The old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the old world, he was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Listen to these facts about our mysterious fight. Point number one. The battles you are fighting in your life, or the battles of life, they are not necessarily because you have sinned. It's not necessarily because you have sinned. So a lot of people, when they get into some battles, they think it's my sin. Most times it's not even the sin. Zechariah was a holy man. Zechariah was a righteous man. But he had a challenge. But in spite of that challenge, he kept serving his God. Kept serving his God. Kept serving his God. Kept serving his God. Until that day, angel Gabriel appeared. The angel that shall promote your destiny shall appear to you tonight in the name of God. Two, battles can come against you because of satanic territorial ambition. The enemy wants to enlarge his coast to cover your land, to cover your environment. He wants to expand his territory to cover your children, to cover your wife, to cover your marriage. Satanic territorial ambition. May the ambition of the enemy upon your life expire. In the name of Jesus. 3. If there was war in heaven, do not be surprised that there are wars facing you. If there are wars in heaven, don't be too surprised. If there are wars against your marriage, war against your home, war against your breakthrough, don't be surprised. 4. If Angel Michael had to fight, if Angel Michael and his angels had to fight, do not find it strange that you have to fight too. You have to fight. There is no escape. Any Christianity that is preached to a black man that does not teach the black man spiritual warfare is a waste of time. You're just wasting your time. If while you are going to be in church, somebody says, whoo, you say, whoo, hey, you say, ah, that's what you are going to do in church. Then, very soon, the battle will arrive. You will say, whoo, and the battle will say, who are you talking to? Make up your mind. If that is all you are taught, when the battles will come, and then you're saying, I prophesy upon your life that you are going to the top. 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 You go to the top. You go to the top. If you are going to the top, say, yeah. And you say, yeah, don't worry. 5. Fighting and war originated from heaven. So in heaven, violence is allowed. Spiritual violence is allowed. It started there. There are many things you will not get without a fight. The fact that God has promised you that certain things will become yours does not mean it will automatically come. We need to fight. 6. Because conflicts are part of life, God teaches his children how to fight. Say, so teaches my hands to war and my fingers to battle. Psalm 144:1. God teaches his children how to fight. He didn't say he teaches them how to dance or how to swim. How to fight. 7. If angels fought to eject Satan from heaven, some blessings will not come until we apply force. If angels fought to cast out Satan from heaven, then you too will have to fight to cast out the enemy out of your marriage, out of your future, out of your destiny, out of your home. This is why it's important to pray the fighting prayer of tonight very well. 8. Many adversaries, they have rented their houses at the door of breakthrough. Paul said, a great door and effectual is open unto me. But there are many adversaries. At the door of breakthrough is where the enemies have hired a lot of flats, a lot of apartments. So if you are at the edge of your breakthrough now, I'll prophesy upon your life here. At every battle at the edge of that breakthrough shall be buried tonight. In the name of Jesus. A louder amen. Haven't you noticed? It's when people are about to get into something great. This battle will just start. Terrible dreams, terrible attacks. It's because at the gate of breakthrough, the enemies have hired their apartments there. May those apartments catch fire tonight. 9. If angels had to fight to enforce the purpose of God in heaven, then we too have to fight to enforce the kingdom of God on earth. If angels had to fight to enforce the purpose of God in heaven, You too need to fight to enforce the purpose of God for your destiny. 10. If our father is a fighter and a soldier, we his children cannot be civilians. We can't be. It's not possible. We too, we have to fight. The Bible said the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The Bible also says, resist the enemy. Please fight back. Resist the enemy and he shall flee from you. Meaning that, number 11, Satan does not flee from those who do not resist him. He won't run. Resist, he will flee. If you don't resist, he will stay. 12. Satan does not respect peaceful settlement. He doesn't respect peaceful. Yeah, let's have peaceful settlement. Let's settle it. Let's settle it. No, he doesn't accept it. 13. Satan is not a gentleman in the spirit realm. So you cannot be a spiritual gentleman. These are facts to pick from our mysterious fight. 14. Because the dragon and his angels fought and did not prevail, Satan shall certainly lose in your life. Because the Bible says the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Just like what it says in Jeremiah chapter 1, that they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail. 15. All fighters are not winners, but you must fight and win. 16. Your battles arise because there is something the enemy wishes to take away from you. That's why the battles arise. There is something you have that they want to take away. That's why the battle is hard. 17. No battle is for nothing. Every battle is for something. No battle is for nothing. Satan is not an entertainer. 18. It is a tragedy to lose the battle of life. It is true that there is no victory without a loser, and that there is no battle without casualty. It is true. And when there is casualty, people lose things, they suffer demotion, they suffer injury, they may even die. But in the battle of life, it's a tragedy to lose. You are never at the same place you were before you lost a battle. If you are fighting against fornication and you lose, you cannot be at the same place you were before that battle. You are fighting against adultery and you lose. You cannot remain in the same place you were before the battle. You are fighting with hot temper and you lose. You cannot be at the same place you were before you started the battle. Likewise, you are fighting against witches and wizards and you lose. You cannot be at the same place you were before they started fighting you. You are never at the same place you were before you lost the battle. When Samson lost to Delilah, Samson lost his eyes. He lost his ministry. He died prematurely. When Goliath lost to David, Goliath lost his head, he lost his army. When Eve lost to Satan, he lost her holy estate, he lost paradise. When Gehazi lost to quick gain, he lost his body, he lost his prophetic ministry. If Joseph had lost to Potiphar's wife, only heaven can quantify what Joseph would have lost. If you are playing football and your team loses at quarterfinal, that loss prevents you from going to semifinal. The students who lost in the examination by failing has lost a certificate. So in every sphere of life, defeat is costly. In fact, defeat is even more costly than the discipline you require to win. Somebody goes to a prostitute. He does not know that every used condom with sperm inside of it, brought by prostitutes to the native doctors. It's like crude oil. It's like gold. It's like diamond. So every occultic people, the semen is like gold, it's like diamond, it's like crude oil. The sperm of a man contains his spirit, soul, and body. Therefore, access to that by the enemy can render a man completely useless. A man's size can be completely collected through his sperm. And so, any woman that has access to the sperm of a man, 100% of that man's life is gone. Many men are battling with this. Many men are struggling with this. So when you lust to that prostitute, when you lust to that fornication, only heaven can quantify what you had actually lost. I'm praying for somebody here that the prayer you are going to pray tonight will move you towards your breakthrough. And if you have sold yourself to the enemy, the Lord will empower you to buy yourself back. In the name of Jesus. We live in a wicked world where life can be used for life. Virtue can be transferred. Blessing can be exchanged. Promotion can be stolen. They may turn a person to an animal and still allow the person to remain inside his body. They can transfer problems to people. They can withdraw the peace of a person. There is no easy way out. We need to fight. And that's what we are here going to start doing here tonight. It will be dangerous to keep quiet. It will be dangerous to allow the enemy to laugh you to scorn. It will be dangerous to lose the battle. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. If you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do it very, very quickly now. By raising up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Who said a short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the altar here so that we can pray with you. All eyes closed. The first seven prayers we're going to pray, we have just a few seconds to pray them. So if you don't catch it and begin to talk, Father, we have stopped you. And you have not said anything. All eyes closed. I want to pray first. And after praying, I will ask you to pray. Father, we're gathered there tonight at this manna meeting. We're gathered there tonight because your word tells us that in the beginning, when you created the heavens and the earth, you passed everything you created through your quality control laboratory. And you said they were very good. Very good. But Father, behold, those things which you have declared very good, how the enemy has moved into so many lives to render very good into very bad. Father, by the spirit that moved upon the waters in the beginning and says, let there be light. And there was light. By that same spirit upon each and every one gathered here tonight, let your power move upon their lives. Receive the wind of the power of God. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Silence. I'm going to count seven from here right now. There are 12 people here. Those days before you got born again, you went for spiritual bits. And they wash your virtues away. I am going to count seven from here. The angel by your side will lay hands on you. And you will not be able to stand on your feet. And your virtues will flow back into your life. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's number one. Number two, three, four, five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, Father, I'm praying for all those who are in this meeting tonight, and your parents have unconsciously dedicated you to the devil. Right there where you are, I break that dedication. Let it be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. It's happening. The strong man sitting on your head, monitoring your destiny, turning you to the wrong place. I separate you from that strong man. Be separated. Be separated. Be separated. Be separated. Be separated. Be separated. In the name of Jesus. Something strange is about to happen. There are some people here. Your body is not your body. It was stolen away years ago. Right there where you are, repossess your body. Repossess it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Look at what is happening. Yes. Every satanic waistband, every satanic crown, every satanic rings upon the body, upon the fingers, catch fire in the name of Jesus. It's on fire. It's on fire. It's on fire. Jesus. Silence. Someone is there. Your mother was miscarrying, so she did something to suspend you somewhere. Specifically, an egg. The spirit of that egg that has been troubling your destiny. I command that spirit to release you now. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Now get yourself ready. Plenty of prayers, 3 minutes to pray them, not long time to pray them. Don't allow the voice of the next person to be louder than you. The fighting has started. The fighting has started. So powers contesting for my breakthroughs, scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we pray. It's happening. But Kapotira is in there. Yes. 3 children from the same parents are here. I command the well that has swallowed the 3 of you to release you now. In the name of Jesus. Say, opportunity killers. What are you waiting for? Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Kill the opportunity killers. Master Telikaya Boshentera Basanta. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. I say, woman down there, you are very light in complexion. I'm going to count 7 from here. Then your stolen womb shall be rushed back to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. Say, evil Lord, place on my head, in my dream, backfire! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every power flying against me, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Something is happening here tonight. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. There are three people here. The Lord said, I should tell you that by the time you come for the next manna meeting, the basket hand and the basket pocket will have been swept away from your life. And the blessings you have lost since 1976 shall be restored to you. Yes. The good things you have lost since 2007 shall be restored back unto you as well. Thank you, Jesus. The next two prayers is dangerous to keep quiet. Very, very dangerous indeed. Can I hear all the sisters are shouting this after me? Powers! Attacking my star! Brother, can I hear you shouting this? Everybody together now! In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Enough is enough. But certainly can he be kayaba. Release. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Demonic mirrors monitoring my life. Can I hear you shouting this loud? Break in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Complete silence. Some mysterious and careful surgery is going on. Silence. All those who are here, and your spirit man has been locked up in prison, right there where you are. There is cold water from heaven being poured on your head now to release you from that cage. The cage from the waters, the cage from the forest, the cage from the trees. Release. In the name of Jesus. Aha. The spirit of the cobwebs that has been surrounding your life is catching fire now. Yes. Stretch your right hand towards me at the altar here. Father, let this hand stretch shall become the battle axe of the Almighty. Let this hand become the hands of deliverance and fire. the hands of power and breakthrough. You hands, receive the touch of the blood of Jesus. Get yourself ready. Anywhere that is infirmity in your body, don't feel sorry for that place. Smite it and shout on its head. Get out and enter no more. In the name of Jesus. Get out and enter no more. In the name of Jesus. Let's go now. Jesus, Jesus, yes, they are coming, they are going, they are going. The one in the head, the one in the eyes, the one in the chest, the one in the womb, the one in the legs. Out, 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 out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bring that water now. Hold it. Your manna water. You have to drink everything here. It's manna. Thank you, Lord. Let your amen be super dynamic. As I pray now, we're here for very serious business. We're not here to play or to joke. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Father, let the Spirit of healing, the Spirit of deliverance, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of divine insurance, the Spirit of divine medication, enter into this water now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Enter into this water now. In the name of Jesus. Authority of heaven. Authority of heaven. Authority of healing. Authority of deliverance. Enter into the waters. Enter. 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 In the name of Jesus. As you drink this water, every evil arrow shall go back to the sender. As you drink this water, the Lord shall open your womb. As you drink this water, all your enemies shall be disgraced. As you drink this water, every internal infirmity shall die. As you drink this water, arthritis shall die. Tuberculosis shall die. Cough shall die. Malaria shall die. Cancer shall die. Every problem in the blood shall die. and as this water mixes into every part of your body, any hidden sickness shall die. As you drink this water, bad luck is cancelled. Bad luck is cancelled. Makapota lila katenda kaya boshenderaba. Rima sapanda kaya boshenderaba. Aha. Yes. The water is becoming hot in somebody's hand. Don't drop it, hold it. It's hot, but hold it. That's the power of God entering to it. Mashika sepela kala boshenderaba. Let the fire of the God of Elijah flow into this water in the name of Jesus. Flow. Flow. Flow, 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 in the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes. Makatenda Rabusa. Father, as your people shake this water, let the water shake out every infirmity. Shake out every power of darkness. Shake it, shake it. Mapola Bosakira. Shake it. Masikapa. As you shake it, the fire of God is going inside. In Jesus' name we pray. Open that water and drink. Drink everything in it. Makapotaria. The miracle has started. Aha. It has become fire inside some people. It has become acid inside some people, burning away the plantation of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.